This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week on the show, we talked with Christian Spratt, a woman taking care of her aging grandparents. In the interview, there was an incorrect statement about Medicare. It's Medicaid where income eligibility matters, and we wanted to correct that. Lots of you also wrote in to offer suggestions on what Christian might do. Many of her options and those for other caregivers depend on different state laws. Taking care of a loved one can be confusing, legally, emotionally, and financially. Catherine Pearson, a professor at Penn State's Dickinson School of Law, says know what programs are available to you.
Medicare is a federally directed health insurance for older adults. Generally speaking, it covers hospital care and doctor's visits, but it also provides some important transition services between hospital and home, and it can cover up to 100 days of skilled care, plus some home health care and hospice. There are no asset or income restrictions. It often involves premiums, deductibles, and copays. The separate program, Medicaid, is a means-tested benefits program. So we're going to be looking at income and resources or assets. Medicaid does have less strict medical necessity rules, and it is probably the major payer for long-term care services. And therefore, people do need to be aware of both programs when we're talking about family care.
Professor Pearson also had some tips about how to find local services and get support when you're a caregiver.
First of all, I would look to my AAA office. What's a AAA office? Well, that's an area agency on aging. Sometimes it's called community or county aging services. But it's a government office, a local government office, and they're often going to be able to be a great source of information about programs available in your state, as well as actual physical resources, such as home care support services in your county.
We've got a list of resources for caregivers on our website, marketplacemoney.org.